Thanks so much for tuning into your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and back in 2016, just 2 years ago, or shy of 2 years ago, Casey and Ryan Higginbotham traveled by paddleboard, and I believe from Mexico.
Farther south than Mexico. we crossed the border, yeah.
Yes, and that was quite an adventure. And you are now here, my understanding is, to work on a documentary about that. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're just interviewing Dave. We're getting some other shots and putting some stuff together, adding some layers onto the story.
And you say Dave, that's Dave Owings?
Dave Owings, yeah. Dave Owings. And he's saved us when we were up here completely.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess explain a little bit about your adventure, why you decided to do this in the first place.
I mean, there's a lot of things behind it as to why we were doing it. And I think first and foremost, we just wanted to go on a big adventure and go out there for a while and do something that we'd never done or anyone had ever done and kind of just push our limits and end up out in the wilderness for a while.
And where did you start exactly? What part of Mexico?
We started here
in Alaska. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Went south.
Yeah, we went south, north to south. Thank God.
Went off of Mountain Point.
Mountain Point. Yeah.
Okay.
Kicked off of the dock and then made it down to Mexico 7 months later. And we just interviewed Dave there. This is the first time we've been back there since. It was pretty cool.
And are you from here? Why did you decide to start from
We're from Pismo Beach, California. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but...
I grew up in Southern California. Oh, you know at least where it is.
A lot of people here grew up in Southern California. It blows my mind.
Now we end up here, yeah.
They're like, yeah, what brought you to Ketchikan? The question again?
Why did you start here?
I think... the draw of and the idea of Alaska, we wanted to go further north than anyone has on a paddleboard to go south. A prone board. So we're, just to clarify, we're paddling with our hands. There's no paddle or oar. You know, there's a stand-up paddleboard and then a prone paddleboard or paddleboard.
You just lay down and go like a surfboard.
Yeah. So I think the draw of and the idea of Alaska in itself is kind of – seems like a big deal to come up here, and we're like, you know, it just seemed all right. Let's go to Alaska. We're going north.
And did you know anyone in Ketchikan? I mean, you could have picked any community.
Nobody.
It was just put a pin on a map and said, "Let's go there." Kind of.
Pretty much, yeah. I don't know why we chose it, but we said, "Hey, we're going to go to Ketchikan. We're going to kick off from there." And we had my mom's friend. She knew Dave Owings. They were friend of friend, so. Ended up giving him a call, and then when we got here, he pretty much took us in for a week to prep and get more gear, which was huge. When we got off that ferry ride from Rupert, we were holding our boards so they wouldn't blow away. It was crazy stormy. We were just wondering what we got ourselves into, and then Dave took us in and gave us a place to stay for the nights we were here, so... That was huge.
And I imagine that would be challenging to paddle all the way to Mexico from here. What were some of the things you encountered along the way?
Oh, man. I mean,
half a
first
year
First and
out
foremost,
there.
Yeah, the weather was it was a lot colder than I thought right away. When we got here, you know, you just don't really fully understand it. And then 4 days in, Ryan lost a glove. That was pretty bad.
That was unfortunate.
Kind of a gut check on day one. He ended up paddling with the booty on his from his foot onto his hand, and then put a wool sock on his foot. We paddled.
That was a cold time.
And so, what do you do? Paddle for X number of hours, then camp, or how does the journey go?
Yeah. So we mapped before we left. We mapped every single spot we would stop. And we did change that a little. Actually, we changed that when we got here. Funny story to go to that. So we got here. One of Dave's friends, Brian Ingraham. I don't know if you know him. He's a tugboat captain. He basically saw our route. We were going way outside, and he was like, "If you guys do that, you're gonna die. There's no chance." So he sat down with us one day with all our charts and basically just went through day by day and gave us pointers and. And then we looked for places we could stop. So, yeah, we mapped it all out, and we would go for about 6 hours a day. You know, you wake up, you make food, break down your camp. We get, you know, get our water set up for the day, gear our boards up, go out and paddle for about 6 hours, come in. Then you've got to, you know, set your camp up, make food, get water ready. So.
And how do you carry all this gear? I imagine you need quite a few supplies.
Mm-hmm. We put actually working with Joe Bark. He designed these racks on the paddle boards where they're about an inch off, so water could run in between when the waves hit you. But you just stack all your gear on the front and back and.
In dry bags,
yeah. That's a big part. In dry bags, so it's not getting, yeah, it has getting to be soaked.
And how long did it take you to complete this?
7 months and 3 days. But that's including time off the water. We broke two boards off Oregon and California, Northern California. So that the second one, Joe had to shape Joe Barkey's the paddleboard shaper, Southern California. The guy's amazing, but he was able to shape a board for us in like 3 weeks completely from scratch. Nothing. And so it took about 3 weeks, the second board break, and then the first one took us off the water for about a week. So.
And when it broke, were you in the water and then you have to struggle to shore kind of a thing? How does that?
One of them was. Oregon, it snapped off. The board broke in half. I landed in the center of it. But the top glassing of it hung on, so I was able to kind of keep it together paddling in.
He was splinting it with his body. And I remember looking over at him. Then a wave hits him as we're trying to get into shore. I took one of his bags, threw it on my back. He took the other one of his and put it on his back. He's splinting the board. And we're trying to get in. The wind's whipping, and the waves are coming in. I didn't realize what had happened until this wave hit him, and I saw his board just sandwich up. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's completely broken. Mm-hmm. We've got a problem here.
And how does it break? Is it the waves that cause it?
Yeah, in that case, it was the wave. It was a big set wave, and Ryan got over the back of it, and I wasn't as lucky, and it took the board first over the falls, and then I knew I was going over. I know that weightless feeling. So I just kind of, you know, got into a ball and waited for impact, and I landed right in the center of it and just snapped it.
So it was you, in a sense.
Yeah, essentially me who broke it.
Bed through that. And so I just imagine this would be mentally challenging as well. I mean, spending that much time on the water.
I think that's everybody asks, there are definitely tough parts. So Washington was rainy. It was really cold up here. Oregon was windy and rocky, but it's just the every day knowing you've got to keep going and paddling. I think that's the toughest part overall, mentally just pushing through that barrier.
Mm-hmm. And do you leave, like, food caches along the way, or you stop in store? How do you resupply?
Yeah, so we took a note from the PCT hikers and shipped our food every 200 miles, so we'd have a pickup at a Canada Post or post office down the coastline.
And it was about every 200, I think 250 was our longest stretch before we were able to pick our food up, but it worked out. It worked for us.
Okay, and now you have completed this. You're, I understand, doing a documentary. What is that process that you're going through right now?
That is a long process.
That's longer than the paddle.
Yeah. So right now we've basically got, we're here with a filmmaker, a friend, Kellen Keene, and he's done a great job putting all the footage we took together, and then he actually met us, a few other really, really talented people met us along the coast and filmed. So he's taken all that footage, all the stuff we took, and put it into it. It's almost an hour right now. And then we're going to cut back on that and add on all these other interview layers with people we met along the way. And Dave is such a huge integral part of the whole story, helping us when we got up here. So we had to come up and talk to him.
So you did film along the way?
We did, yeah.
We filmed. We had two small cameras that were waterproof, and then a larger Cameron, like a Canon that we had in a Pelican case, but there's only so much we could capture, and we also lost two of the smaller cameras, so
I would imagine it'd be challenging.
They got ripped off in the
that's a tough part. You're trying to, you've got this, you know, the goals you have to get done, the things you have to do every day, and then when you get the weather and conditions and you're trying to film stuff, it creates a little bit of an issue, but you get better at it as you go.
And how long is this process? You're here just for the day or two? Like, you're in Ketchikan, you're not here very long. So are you traveling around to do your interviews? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, so we're here for three days, and then we're going to go down to Washington for 2 days and interview the LaPush Harbor Master down there. And then we already did California coverage.
Gene Ewan, good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would you have other adventures planned?
We've got Baja all mapped out, and Joe's shaping a board for us to go and tackle that.
Mm-hmm. We'll see the timing of that when we can actually get going on it. But
okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that's we're good. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. And look forward to seeing this documentary. Now, is this something that's going to be out and about for the public, or how are you going to publish it? I guess.
So it depends. It depends how we do distribution, and then. But well, I mean, we're planning on doing the film festival run. We'll see. Kellen's he's the film master, so we'll see what he wants to do.
Okay.
And it's awesome to be back in Ketchikan.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
That's a good thing.
We both love it up here. And everybody I've met here.
I hope the weather's a little better for you than it was the last time you were here.
This is great. Yeah, we love it. We're in Southern California. We don't get this all the time.
It's a little colder than last time when we left. Yeah. But it was only, 10 days later. So it's pretty similar conditions.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Casey and Ryan Higginbotham. And when we hear more about that documentary, we'll pass that info on as well.